Antoine, tell me please about what I'm looking at here that you're painting.
Oh, well, they wanted something to draw people in. It's a sumo wrestler wrestling a little kid.
Oh, I love it. So you're painting what they had in the paper, and it's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Tell me about how you first got interested in art, please.
Long time ago, when I was a kid, saw the Yul Gibbons thing. I ate some berries, and I got sick. I had to kill myself. Put me in a hospital. I stayed in there about a month, but I didn't have nothing to do. Back then, they had the soap operas on, and I was a kid. Nobody watched a soap opera. So I asked for a pencil and paper, and that's how I got started.
And from there, was that a professional career for you right from then?
I wanted it to be, but everybody told me artists didn't make no money. So, you know, joined the Army, and well, I still liked it in school, but I wanted to get away from the hood and do something. So joined the Army. After that, got out, tried a little bit of it, and didn't quite make no money at it. So, you know, back and forth. Then, you know, like I said, got into drugs and then got off drugs. And now I'm trying to clean up and do what I want to do. Heck, if I'm going to die, might as well do what you're going to do.
And you might as well follow your dream. How's it been for you so far following your dream of being an artist?
Cool. You know, it's nothing like it. It's like magic. You ever take a piece of paper and make something out of it? You know, take a blank piece. It's like, you know, watching a magic show. When you start, it don't look like nothing, but when you finish, you got something.
Tell me where people can see your artwork, please.
Usually Jesco Arnold does shows for me, so that and the VA, you know, when the VA have a contest, I like to go.
What about the upcoming Veterans Art Show for the month in South Pass? Will you be one of the exhibitors?
Oh, yes, definitely. Come spend money.
Tell me what people can come spend money on, then I promise to leave you alone.
I got African Cowboy. I got the Old Man in the Welcome Chair. I got a couple of good pieces, you know. Well, if you take pictures in here, you'll see. But I got that's one right there, too. But I do all kinds of stuff. See, you know, whatever.
Thank you very much for your time. And finally, if a young person came to you today and said, Antoine, I don't care, I want to be an artist even if I don't make money, what do you tell them?
Go for it. The thing is, don't quit, you know. Don't throw your stuff away, put it to the side, do something else, and then come back to it. Everybody gets frustrated. It's just taking your time. When you feel in the mood, you'll pick it up again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.